USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. A federal judge in southern Texas on Friday ordered the Biden administration to stop granting new applications to the Obama-era immigration program that shielded hundreds of thousands of young immigrants from deportation. The order declared that the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, known as DACA, was created in violation of the law and whose existence violates the law. But current recipients of DACA won't immediately have their status pulled as a result of the order, the judge noted. The wholesale price of beef was up some 40% in May compared to the average in 2019, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture data. Curiously, however, there seems to be neither a shortage of beef nor a drop in demand. In fact, ranchers have so much cattle they struggle to get it off their hands, and meat packers, it appears, are running near capacity. This is USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The push intensified Friday for President Joe Biden to meet with runaway Texas Democrats while members of the group that fled Austin joined allies from the Virginia and Maryland state legislatures to stress the importance of passing federal voting legislation. In a passionate speech, Representative Sinfonia Thompson of Houston, dean of the Texas Legislative Black Caucus, asked, "Haven't we done enough?
If we can find ways to preserve the voting rights of persons we send in outer space and give them the opportunity to cast a ballot in outer space, we ought to be able to be smart enough to resolve the issues if there are issues."
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is expected to face questions on Saturday from members of the New York State Attorney General's office related to their investigation into sexual harassment allegations against him. The interview with Cuomo signals that the investigation could be nearing its final stages. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Investigators looking into the cause of the collapse of the Champlain Tower South in Surfside, the first images up close of debris being held as evidence that may help determine the cause of the tragedy. The National Institute of Standards and Technology said their work is now focused on ensuring information and evidence is identified, collected, and preserved.
We're going to be able to gather a lot of this information later to help serve our findings. Help us determine what we see as the probable collapse mechanism.
As part of the evidence identification, the NIST team has collected columns, beams, and pieces of concrete slab from the June 24th collapse. All items that have been collected are currently being preserved by the Miami-Dade Police Department. A UN court has decided to allow employers the right to ban religious headwear. USA's Wendy King reports.
The European Union Court of Justice ruled that private employers can prohibit headscarves if it's part of a comprehensive ban on all religious and political symbols in relation to a policy on neutrality. The decision, part of a case brought by two Muslim women working in Germany, reaffirmed a similar decision in 2017. Critics say the rules are discriminatory and target those practicing Islam. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.